Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
Hello and welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Unfortunately, for those who don't know, my homegirl Butter has not been feeling well as of late. And so as always, we want to send some shout out. We want to send a shout out and some love to Butter. Hope you get better and that, you know, you'll be able to come back to Smooth Drama and we can make it happen. Because right now it's just all smooth. I bring a little drama, but it be smooth right now without the drama. Anyway, as always, want to hear from you. So if there's anything you want to talk about or you want to comment on what I'm talking about, you can hit me up at 646-929-2037. Once again, I want to hear from you. Y'all know I love hearing from you. I want you to hit me up at 646-929-2037. Express yourself. Ain't that what Dr. Dre and them said before he went chronic? Express yourself. Anyway, we're not going to go there. Also, I want your email. You know, I like hearing from you. You got any issues, you're a little too afraid to call, which is understandable. You can always email us. Well, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, do want to hear from you. So, soliciting your email. I want to hear your opinions and thoughts on what's going on in the world today. Or what I'm talking about, which is what's going on in the world anyway. You can hit me up at dick@smoothdrama.com. And, you know, for those of you, we do have April's newsletter out there. So if you have not received the newsletter and you would like to see it, it's kind of pretty. We've got some interesting articles in there. You can also request it at dick@smoothdrama.com. Or if you were interested in writing something for the newsletter or you had an opinion on what was in there, you can always, of course, email also. And as always, because we have done an event here or there, we want you to like to keep up with us. Not we want you. So if you like to keep up with us, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 411 from your mobile devices. We know y'all got mobile devices, and some of y'all got e-mobile devices. And so you can check the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. That way you can keep up with us, see what we're doing, see what we got happening, and we can keep up with y'all also. Did I say that right? Anyway, now, as always, speaking on issues, you know, I'm a big guy about issues, and I've taken some flack for being about constitutional issues because, you know, I talk about freedom of speech and expression, but some things that aren't quite popular to some folks. You know, some people agree with freedom and expression unless it's something they don't agree with. And hey, that's what freedom of speech is all about. You can agree to agree, or you can agree to disagree. Now, this next issue I'm about to bring up is actually something that I actually could not stop laughing. up in the Seattle area. Three bisexual men have filed a federal lawsuit against a national gay sports organization, claiming they were unfairly deemed not gay enough to play for a gay softball team during the Gay Softball World Series. Now, you know, I didn't know that they had a Gay Softball World Series. And I guess Steven Appalato, I know I'm saying it wrong, Ron Charles and John Russ contend that the North American Gay Amateur Athletic Alliance discriminated against them during the Gay Softball World Series in August 2008. I guess, according to the lawsuit, the three California men were on the softball team called D2 that had advanced to the championship game in Seattle. And during the game, play was stopped several times after the team that lost to them in the semifinals protested that D2 was in violation of a league rule permitting no more than two heterosexual players on the team. I guess following that championship game, which D2 lost, they were called into a conference room in front of people and were told that they were not gay enough to play. He said one of them was told that this is the Gay World Series, not the Bisexual World Series. Wow. That's kind of funny. Like, I guess to gay folks, if you're bisexual, you're not gay enough. My question is, what the hell is gay enough? You're heterosexual if you're bisexual. I guess maybe we need to talk to some people and get a clear definition of what heterosexual and what homosexual is and where does bisexuality stand, because that's according to the Gay Alliance, if you're bisexual, you're not gay or you're not gay enough. So, I guess in those terms, if we was going to go the whole race, we was going to go the race thing, and I hate doing that. Y'all know I'm in racial rehab. I don't know if this necessarily makes me have to go back for some therapy or not, but that make bisexuals like the mulattoes. They're not quite gay. They're not quite heterosexual. I'm confused. I don't know about anybody else. Being that the alliance ruled that the three men were non-gay. I'm under understanding that if you indulge in sexual contact with males consensually, I always thought that made you gay, but I guess not. I don't know. Oh, that was and is different. And I guess, for those of us who didn't know, the whole North American Gay Amateur Athletic Alliance actually formed in 1977 and now includes more than 680 teams in 37 leagues across the United States and Canada. There's a whole league. Gay Federation. Gay folks. What's up with that? Y'all tell me. I'm confused along with y'all. I don't know how you call that. But we're going to move on from that. This is something that's obviously in the air. I'm definitely going to try to pay attention to that. And if anybody else knows anything about that, please feel free to share your info. Now, we move on. Y'all know nowadays there's been a recent proliferation, I guess you want to call it, like, for lack of a better word, of women being snatched up, kidnapped, raped, murdered, whatnot, which makes the story about the Ohio mother who went missing over the weekend. We're going to name her Tiffany Tahan, who was last seen in a grocery store or whatnot with an unknown man. And her church, I mean, she's the daughter of a pastor, a 31-year-old mother with a 1-year-old daughter. You know, she had disappeared Saturday morning after leaving her family's home to go shopping for the day. And that's where they found her Ford Explorer that she was driving. It was abandoned with a flat tire near a skate park in the nearby town. The police were looking for a man who was identified as Trey Hutchison, who had also been missing for a couple of days. Well, you know, as the story goes on, where they find her and him in a surveillance video footage at a local convenience store and, you know, the Patterson Park Church, where Mrs. Tahan and her husband are members. They have been leading a volunteer search effort for her. Come to find out, she hadn't been kidnapped. She wasn't really missing. Her ass was found in Miami Beach with the aforementioned Mr. Hutchison, who she'd known and had been seen with several times. Obviously, the family didn't know about it, but I guess he was who she was hooking up with. Now, normally, I wouldn't talk about nothing like this, you know, because normally this shit is not really that important, or it's just another tragic story. But this goes along with that the story about the woman. I can't recall her name, but the woman who disappeared right before her wedding, and they found her ass in Vegas after a long nationwide whatnot. This goes along this line, where she just decided she wanted to take a break from her family and break out, go to Florida. Well, Miami Beach, same thing. I, you know, nowadays with all the heightened media searching shit out, people looking for reasons to lock folks up because these so-called criminals out there committing crimes. What about the cry wolf people like this? I think there's something that should be done about that. Some kind of penalty. She should be fined or something. Although I know a lot of the authorities use a volunteer search, but because it became a national story and the police were involved, I'm thinking some kind of fine should be in order. Because for all the serious stories out here where people are looking, whatnot, to have her out here and just being selfish and not communicating with her family so she can get her jiggy on. Not a good thing. And on that note, you know, I'm going to, of course, mention once again, as everybody knows, Guru from Gangstar passed away. Still in some hip hop mourning here. Still, can't believe that my man is gone. And so, I want to continue my tribute. I don't know how long this is going to go, but playing Gangstar songs, shit, is natural to me. I can do this every day. On that note, we're going to play another song in tribute to our fallen hip-hop warrior. Well, not warrior, but our fallen hip-hop legend, Guru. This is Gangstar, Above the Clouds, featuring Inspector Deck from Wu-Tang Clan.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hope for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Evil factors, demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to blast ya with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared, the brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the father and mother earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the word, it's like ghetto style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Fossil spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher. Illustrious feature. Narrator you select. Accompanied by Jack plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. And catch a charge, take them down like the riot squad. Invade the zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe to return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky, the clouds my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Who but us? To supply her with the fire, the burning truth. 150 absolute proof on the mic, like Moses spoke in golden scribe. Survivor of the oldest tribe whose soldiers die. I know the five families who shed tears and mourn, but our hands are on the ammo cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn, we come rumbling through the function. Precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with. Humongous effect in the world, we could have conquered it.
Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds raining down, holding it down. Above the crowd, above the clouds where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds raining down, holding it down.
I can do that all day, every day. Anyway, and as always, want to hear from you. 646-929-2037 is the number. And always, if I can't, if you don't want to call, you can always email us, dick@smoothdrama.com. Let me know what's going on with you. And if you got an opinion on something that I talked about, or just something that's on your mind, feel free to email. Now, as some of y'all may know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe that where there's smoke, there's nuclear fire. I believe that there are a lot of things that happen, and some people will say, well, Dick, you out there, you be tripping, whatnot. But I don't believe that things just happen by pure chance. I believe that majority of things happen for calculated reasons. You know, I'm into the calculated reasons business. And that's the whole conspiracy theory. Oh, you're paranoid. Not really. You know, I read where scientists doing the scientific thing have learned how to turn moth gay to save crops. Now you ask, how can you turn moth gay? Well, I guess what happened was there's a moth called the coddling moth, which lay their larvae on apple and pear trees, and the worms can ruin entire harvest by tunneling through the fruit. Well, before, the only way to prevent them killing crops was spraying the fruit with pesticides, which, as they were saying, was killing other insects and disrupting the food chain. So instead, scientists at Sainsbury have discovered a method to coat the larvae with female pheromones, which are used by the females to, of course, attract the males. And what this does, what it means is that the males are attracted to other males, and the females remain unfertilized, preventing reproduction. So what they said is that because the coddling moths have the ability to destroy crops, if left uncontrolled, this new technique means that males are attracted to males, thus disrupting the breeding cycle and reducing the number of eggs that the moth, you know, can produce, because obviously if the moth can't, you know, get impregnated, they don't create eggs. So They're saying they're going to add that the pheromone is a natural substance, and unlike other chemicals, it's safe to use on both conventional and organic crops. I'm kind of curious because they don't go on to say how you put said pheromones on the moth. Now, if you don't understand where I can get that conspiracy theory from, you know, they say that we take humans, for example, gay people are born, not as a choice, they're just born. You know, we know that there are some people have as recently as a few months ago, what, Semenya from South Africa, who had both sexes inside her, you know, female and male organs. You know, that's someone that could be under the classification of gay or heterosexual. I don't know what you would call something like that. Well, someone like that. Now, this is something where they are able to add the chemicals onto other males to make males attract to each other. Now, let's say that they didn't stop there and that they did that with humans also. Is it possible? You wanted to do population control? Is it inconceivable? You know, I mean, what greater population control is there where you just prevent men and women from hooking up by just making all the men attracted to each other and not the females? Y'all following me here? Anybody following me here? Y'all think that's inconceivable? Anybody think that, Dick, you ain't making no sense? I can't see that happening. I mean, because pheromones is pheromones. And pheromones is what, attracts, females shoot out the pheromones. And, you know, as a guy, you know, you walk by a female and you look, you're like, girl, what's up? And I holler at you. That's that natural pheromone deal. And so if that pheromone is being shot out there by males, therefore making males attracted to each other, I don't know. I'm just saying, whether you agree with me or not, think I'm going overboard, they can do it with moth. Maybe they can do it with humans. Just a thought. Speaking of humans, if one of those issues, I don't know if this is necessarily a constitutional issue, or for me, it's more like a safety issue. Or they have there are more than 30 privacy and civil liberty groups are asking that the Department of Homeland Security suspend the use of the full body imagers at airports, saying that there is evidence that privacy safeguards don't work and the devices are not effective. In a petition that was filed Wednesday, the group also said that the machine, which see through travelers' clothes, violate people's deeply held religious beliefs. And of course, the Transportation Security Administration, kind of sped up the deployment of the machines after the crazy guy from Nigeria who had the explosives sewn into his drawers attempted to bomb a plane on Christmas Day. Now, they have about 46 machines which are in place in 23 airports and the agency plans to have about 1,000 set up by the end of 2011. You know, and of course these groups are saying, hey, you know what though? It's not right. We think it's wrong that, you know, you can see through our polls and it's violating our religious beliefs. But I can tell you, as someone who is a traveler, I've gotten on the plane a couple times here and there, I'm not against the whole full body thing. You know, I mean, I kind of work out a little bit. I can welcome y'all to the gun show if you want. No. Anyway, no, I'm of the belief that, hey, you know what? It's no big deal. Last time I checked, humans have penises and vaginas, and we all know that. We've all seen it, whether in the mirror or a partner or whatnot. I don't think it's that big of a deal when you start talking about your safety. And, this is kind of weird because you got me trapped in a corner, right? Because normally, you know, I'm for freedom of speech expression and don't necessarily want the government all up in mind. But in this case, if this is going to keep folks from blowing me up on the plane, just somebody can see through my clothes and make sure that I don't have something that's going to hurt people, I really don't see the problem. I don't really see the real violation. You know, it's just the human body. Everybody has the same thing. I know, sacrilege, somebody gets to see your naked body, whatnot. And I have been contemplating a career change. So I am kind of curious about getting into that job. So maybe I'll apply for a job with the Department of Homeland Security so that I too can go head on and check out people's bodies. Purely because I'm wanting to keep people safe, not that I want to see naked people all day. I'm just saying, could be an interesting job. Anyway, the groups saying that not only is a violation of your constitutional rights, but also, you know, they're stuck on the whole religious thing, and that, well, they can take pictures and send those pictures out, and people will be looking at my body, and I think they're taking it a little too far. It's no big deal. I see it as one of those things, like, it's going to keep us safe. It's going to keep folks from blowing shit up on the plane. I'm all for that, you know, because worst come to worst, you know, they can, you know, you talking about somebody can bring a chemical agent and bring down the whole plane, killing everybody on the plane, and the plane crash and killing people in the populated area. It's not that bad, I think. I could be wrong. I've been proved to be wrong before. But it's not that bad. You know, y'all want to fight against something, you might want to find something to fight against. That one is not that big a deal. But that's just me talking, contradicting myself. Maybe. I don't know. You think so? I don't think so. Maybe I do. Fuck it. Oh! Now, switching over to the law, and I'm confused found out. And, you know, with technology we have, and supposedly we're top-notch security, police force, whatnot, you think they'd be able to catch criminals with relative ease, whatever. But we have what's known here in California as the Geezer Bandit. Now, the thing about the Geezer Bandit is homie has hit 7 banks. He hit his 7th bank Tuesday. You know, he had been lying low. He had hit 6 and then been chilling out, and he went to a bank in Vista, which is in California, San Diego County, and he just walked into the California Bank and Trust, and after 9 a.m., waited around until one of the tellers was free. Then he handed the teller the demand note and opened up a portfolio to show the teller that he had a snub-nosed revolver pointed at her. She gave him the contents of her cash drawer. He put it in the portfolio, and he walked out of the bank. Now, he's described as 60 to 70 years old, about 6 feet tall, weighing about 190 pounds. Why can't this man be caught? You know, now, the dude is responsible for robbing 6 other San Diego County banks. August 28th, he robbed U.S. Bank in Santee. September 12th, he robbed San Diego National Bank in La Jolla. October 9th, he robbed U.S. Bank in San Diego. October 29th, he robbed Bank of America in Rancho Santa Fe. November 16th, he hit the Bank of America in La Jolla, and January 27th of this year, he robbed the San Diego National Bank. There are 3 different rewards totaling about $16,000. They're being offered for information leading up to the arrest and the conviction of the Geezer Bandit. And they're asking anyone with information concerning the robber is asked to contact the FBI at 858-565-1255. Now, I know y'all got that anti-snitch rule, and, you know, I understand it, but I can tell you this, I would definitely, for $16,000, I would turn the Geezer Bandit in. I'm just saying, I can get a new car. Don't hate me. Do not hate me. I'm just saying, I would turn him in. I'm just shocked that nobody can catch an old man. You know, speaking of old people, you know, because that's grandpa. Grandpa's out robbing and boosting. Grandma is gangster with her. In Des Moines, Iowa, police said on Tuesday that a woman scared off a burglar after he broke into her home. The police were called into the 1300 block of Idaho Street on a burglary in process about 5:30 a.m. The officer said they found Nelson McElpine, 36 years old, standing in the front yard of the home. What had happened was Beatrice Turner, who is the plum age of 89 years old, said that she heard and saw McElpine punching her front door and putting a hole in it. And said he kicked it, he broke it all out, and he kicked it all out. And Miss Turner, she grabbed her .22 pistol and confronted him and shot at him inside the home. Said she didn't hit him, but she said when he started kicking in the door, that's when she got her gun. And he stood there, and then she fired the shot. She said she didn't get scared. Said that, you know, she shot at him. She said she was trying to hit him in the head, but the bullet missed him. But she said that she'd cocked it again. She'd got him. And I guess after that, Mr. McElpine quickly left the home and was apprehended by the police. Don't they know don't mess with grandma? Why are y'all fucking with grandma? I mean, obviously, grandma and grandpa are some bad motherfuckers. Because grandpa can rob banks and not get caught. Grandma got a gun. If you break into her house, grandma is willing to shoot you in the head. I don't know why I'm talking about this. I just find it funny. You know, nowadays, we got punk-ass kids. Can't do anything. Trying to rob, and you got folks trying to rob old folks. And even old folks is like, nah, we gonna get you. Shout out to Miss Turner. Big shout out. Hopefully next time you won't have to worry about nobody breaking into your house, but I think that they got the message in the neighborhood. That's the wrong grandma to fuck with. Anyway, right now, continuing on with my tribute to Gangstar and Guru. Gonna play another song. Another one of my favorite songs. You can go on and on about Guru and Gangstar. Dwick. Party Song Deluxe.
Into my gun so I can to take the money, never have to run.
At home, do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right labor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name, smooth. I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my speed is prosperous, and pure knowledge expands for my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, cause smooth B will never bite. Bite.
I'm just gonna keep shouting out Guru. You know, I'm gonna live out my Gangstar Guru tribute. I don't know how long. I'm just gonna hip hop it up. Can't get enough of that. Anyway, as always, I like to talk about people who don't make sense, because I'm a hater. I've probably been a hater all my life, and now I'm really a hater, especially people that don't make sense. It's just some common sense shit that I don't understand, and sometimes I try to figure out what people are thinking, and always want to point this out to people so that we can differentiate and be very, very clear and specific on what's crazy and what is not crazy. Here in a situation where Ashley Reinhart, now 20 years old, survived rape, incest, and three failed pregnancies with her father. She's trying to, you know, rebuild her life while her father awaits an expected life sentence in prison. Well, you know, she had to write a letter, and in her letter she explained to jurors the impact the years of sexual abuse and four pregnancies by her father, because she had four. She just, three of them failed. Four pregnancies by her father cheated her out of her childhood. Sad story. You know, we just had a movie, Precious, talking about people that were left it. I mean, another famous movie, Color Purple. You know, being raped by your father, family member, whatnot. Well, unfortunately for Ms. Reinhart, there are a lot of people, well, not a lot, but there are some people who aren't in on her side, in her corner, including her uncle, Mr. James Gallup. You know, despite prosecutors' evidence showing her father's sexual obsession with his daughter, Gallup, who is her uncle, testified that Daniel, and that's his name, Daniel Reinhart. I really didn't want to say his name because he's a pastor, but I have to say it. Daniel Reinhart was a good man who did not deserve a maximum sentence. Instead, he hinted that Ashley had a role. Well, he goes on to say there were a lot of variables in it. Like I was telling you, she could have said no. She could have went to her mother, right? Even though Daniel's wife, Linda Reinhart, is also charged in the case. And Linda was charged with endangering the welfare of a child. And the trial starts in August. Unbelievable. And see, that's the prevailing thought, and I think that's one of the things that gets swept under the rug with the priests, whatnot. How the priest could get away with that and, you know, name the Lord and their sympathy, all their good people. And how you defend that? How do you defend someone that does something heinous like that with their own child? People don't look at it like that, though. There are some people who think that the bad guy, you should have a little sympathy for him. Case in point, moving on to this week's dumbass and hater. He got a double whammy here. Edwin Villaro, 27-0, 27 knockouts, undefeated boxer, can't miss star on the rise. Had been beating the hell out of his wife for years, based out of Venezuela, because he's a star boxer. He got away with it. I mean, he's the boxer that had a picture of Hugo Chavez tattooed on his chest, who Mr. Chavez is the leader of Venezuela, outspoken leader, who had enabled some of his behavior by arranging for him to get out of jail. You know, I mean, homie had problems with drugs and alcohol. And to make a long story short, it culminated after a big win that he had a couple of months ago. He ends up beating his wife and then stabbing her to death. And he was taken to jail. And Monday, he took his life. Yesterday, there's a funeral for him. And there's a picture of it. And I encourage a lot of people to check the picture out, because it says a million words to me. Where they show a bunch of people crying for this man, including women, because he was a quote-unquote great boxer. And I'm like, where are the tears for the wife and the two kids that they left behind that he orphaned? And there, and the picture is showing him, and you see women crying there, and kids and people crying. And I'm like, no, why are y'all crying for this man? He's a killer. That's that public perception, because people, sporting events, whatnot, you know, we supposed to celebrate them. You know, we celebrate the criminal element. So I got to give a big shout out to Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was at a party at Club M2, where Carmine Gotti, who was the grandson of John Gotti. And they were partying at the same place. And he was celebrating, Gotti was celebrating his birthday upstairs, and he heard Dwayne Wade was downstairs, and he asked to meet him. And Dwayne Wade was like, there's no way I'm meeting him or having my photo taken with him. Gotti's security guard got to a scuffle with Wade. Then Gotti headed back to his friend, you know, looking upset. And Wade, uncomfortable, left, decided to leave. Now we fast forward to this week. The mafia was charged with child prostitution. And they're talking about child prostitution marks a new low for the mafia. Where's the high? You know, they're saying that the mafia has traditionally maintained respect for women and children. But they're saying that the Gambino crime family was involved in underage prostitution. And they're talking about how the last death is of the mob reverence are gone. And that shit gets on my goddamn nerves. Who the fuck said that the mob is fucking respectful? Like, they love women and children. Last time I checked, the mob is full of fucking killers. They kill people. Period. They are criminals. Oh, the mob is hitting a new low. Where was they fucking high? They was never high. Shit. You know, and people, you know, love them. That's why Dwayne Wade. Power to the fucking people. You don't have to meet and talk to these motherfuckers, give these motherfuckers any kind of goddamn respect, because they don't deserve it. They robbing your shit. I named myself after no fucking criminal. Fuck you. Fuck all criminals. Shit, this is the mob. Kiss my ass. They giving these folks credit. Evan Valero and people like that. Constantly out here violating folks and killing people. They don't deserve no fucking respect. Really? Do they? Look at yourselves in the mirror, people. You know, Scarface, American Gangster, you know, on the bad guy. Always. Never talk about this. All about bad guy. When we gonna stop propping up bad guys and start propping up people who need to be propped up? Shit, I was mad enough when Denzel Washington got an Academy Award for Training Day doing a bad guy, but never for playing a good guy. They say, oh, he showed his depth. Fuck that. I'm sorry. That's just me hating. And with that, I'm Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama. I'm out, hating like I always. And as always, RIP Guru. You're here forever, baby. 10 seconds.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where
in
the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth.
Drama.